Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And if you get a million spam calls, then hopefully this will help you or help you avoid some mistakes that I actually made recently. And I made a big change over the weekend.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, as I say big change over the weekend, it was just, I have been, and I think you know this too, Sam. Jody definitely knows. There are calls that I have been missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using, you know, an app. And again, this is nothing against the app, because what I'll explain to you is a number of these apps have this issue right now. RoboKiller is the app I was using. It has like 50 million downloads or something crazy like that. There's another service called HelloMail. There's another service called, and of course, now it's going to escape me. But there basically are four big voice transcription services that also do spam blocking.
Yeah.
But they're all constantly updating their databases because, as you can imagine, trying to chase down, even for these companies that specialize in that.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to chase down spammers. Calls.
Spammers are trying to stay one step ahead.
Right. So what is happening with a lot of these services, and I saw this in comments, and I don't know what changed in the last 6 to 8 weeks for a lot of these services where numbers that are legitimate numbers are getting blocked. Hmm. And, you know, and it's simply because at some point it has either been reported or there's been a pattern of these numbers being reported as spam.
Hmm.
And I'm trying to think of some of the really important calls that I've missed recently.
Well, this whole thing came about after you and I had a discussion Saturday morning, sitting there drinking coffee, and you had missed a very important call overnight. And then the night before, I had left my phone on, and so
filtered.
Did he,
yeah,
because
yeah.
It was prom. Yeah. Phoebe was out late. And she was driving. She was like the driver of all of her friends. And so we were just on high alert. But Murphy missed an important call from someone at work overnight.
But I think that was because of the do not disturb feature and not because of the blocker, the spam blocker.
Still.
But it still caused me to go back. Oh, U-Mail is the other one I was trying to think of. U-Mail. For years, I've loved the voice transcription. It's mm-hmm. To me, it's a handy feature. If somebody calls and leaves a message, you can read it first before you have to go stop, listen, and you know what I mean? Anything that costs 10 seconds. But some of the other calls that I missed that were important calls, now, of course, now I'm not remembering them. You and I were sitting there talking about them, Jody. One was your doctor calling me from when you had your colonoscopy
with the
results. Yeah. He was nice enough to leave a message to say, "Hey, I'm sorry I missed you, but here's what's going on."
I was told you were in the waiting room.
Yeah, which I was with my spam blocker on. But showed up as restricted or whatever. But there have been a couple of other calls for appointments and follow-up of things.
Why am I not getting these people calling me back?
Yeah. And it doesn't show you an indication. It just goes... Mm. Straight to voicemail.
No, which is the point.
Yeah.
It doesn't want to disturb you. The goal is, if it's somebody that you don't need or want to talk to, or it's an intrusion, you're not going to know about it until you go back and you look in your voicemail.
Well, to let you know, I've been calling all week.
But
there's nobody who has more apps or functions in place and pushes them to the max more than Murphy. If it's supposed to be able to do A, B, and C, he puts it up A, B, C, and D. He signs up for all of it.
Yeah, but when it does that, it's cool.
I know.
That you can actually accomplish that.
Yeah. I know it.
Well, so for these, until they perfect all that, I can't afford to miss certain calls. I'm just going to do what I used to do before, which is, if I don't recognize the number, I'm not going to answer it. It's just going to go to voicemail, and then I will double check
it. Such a 90s problem, huh?
Well, it is, but I mean, it's the and I know a lot of people who do that, but you know, but what I've decided to do is the transcription. I switched to another app that still does the transcription, and even though it offers the blocking, I'm not getting the blocking feature. I did double check to make sure that on the do not call registry that I'm still up to date, because I don't know. I remember now, it used to be you had to update that every 5 years or so. It may be permanent now. I don't know. Hmm. But that also doesn't clear all calls out, but it sure eliminates a lot of them. You know, it eliminates the legitimate spam calls from companies that are being paid to robocall versus the scam artist or whatever. You know what I mean? And I think these all these other services that filter that stuff out, they're trying to go for both. They're trying to take care of the ones that are just, you don't want somebody calling and soliciting, and you certainly don't want the scammers.
Right.
But I've just decided, okay, I'm going to have to compromise here. I can't afford to miss calls anymore.
No.
I need to just, I'm going to get the transcription. I'm not going to use the blocker and until everybody, you know, until that becomes better.
Mm-hmm. The other, can I tell this? The other interesting thing, and it just happens, it's literally Murphy's Law. Sorry. But when you are expecting a phone call from somebody, and let's just say you get home, and I'm already there, and you hit the door. Man, I've had a crazy busy day, but I'm expecting a call from Sam. And then you'll put your phone on the bar, and you'll go back to the other part of the house. And what do I see? Meh, meh. And I look, and it's Sam. And I'm just like, am I supposed to answer this guy's phone? He's been waiting for this call for 3 hours.
Well, you know how that works, right?
I mean, that is Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
That's literally. That's why I always thought the toilet seat was somehow connected to the front door. Because, yeah. You know, it's like, yeah. This is so weird. As soon as I sit down, the front doorbell's okay. Ringing. But anyway, you know, I just, as much as I love the technology stuff, this one, it's filtering important calls. And it's a common thing now.
I had to turn mine off. The iOS, I don't remember what version of iOS, I have an iPhone, came with a blocker a few versions ago. And so I was like, okay, I'll put it on. And the same thing was happening. I was missing because it would block calls from numbers that don't normally call you.
Right.
So, and it hit me because I got a call from the twin school, you know, from a...
And it blocked it.
A desk phone, and it blocked it. I didn't know it rang. It went straight to voicemail, and it wasn't until later in the day. It's like, did that happen?
Right.
So the fact, it ought to at least show me so I can, okay, yeah, block it. Do your thing. But these were just going straight to voicemail.
Because it's kind of what you told it to do. And it's not convenient for everyday life because, you know, let's just say you have to call an AC repair person or something like that. Well, that's not normal, but you need that call. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to remember to switch it on and switch it off. So it does need to be, you know, it's new, I guess, and it's technology, what it's offering.
And I don't know the term for it, but I know that some calls are done like this now. Probably the same way that actually Jody's doctor was calling me. And some Google services where you call a number, but it actually is ported through something else that filters. That way that person's number is not revealed. For example, I mean, I like a little behind the scenes thing here. And whenever, if we ever do an interview with a celebrity, for example, and that person is calling us directly, they're not obviously calling from their cell phone.
Right.
But even if they are calling from their cell phone, it's still going through whatever this call service is. So you don't actually see the number.
Right.
And there's so much of that out there now, a lot of it not because of celebrities, but just, you know, Google Voice, you know, people that have a number that bounces to another number or what have you, probably makes it very difficult for any of these services to filter things. But you know what? I'll go back, you know, old school and just let it come through.
Take your chances.
Yeah, provided that, you know, of course, old school is me being able to read the voicemail instead of having to listen to it.
Does it at least tell you, like, this is a spam risk or a telemarketer?
Well, I've turned all that off now.
Mine
says spam risk.
Well, so now I do my phone. Yes, actually, I take that back. On the Galaxy and, you know, this particular service, and I think it doesn't really matter, the phone service. I think it's just Galaxy and Android. It is built in. It'll tell you if something's a spam risk. It's called smart calling. Mm-hmm. So that actually will help me too. But again, since I'm already not answering numbers I don't recognize in most cases, you know, the main thing for me is I just don't want things disappearing without me knowing.
Yeah.
And I don't have any notification or alert.
By the way, Murphy, that one time we talked to Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
She did call on her cell phone. And by the way, if you need the number, I have it saved.
Really?
Haven't called her yet, but.
Psycho.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.